罗马书第五章一开始的时候，就给我们看见基督徒因为信就进到一个与神和好的生活里面。
The book of Romans chapter 5 allows us to see that because of faith we are reconciled with God.
这就是一个最美好的人生的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of the best life.
一个人活在世上四处为敌的时候，他的生活是很痛苦的。
When a man living in the world making enemies in all places, that's the most difficult life that he can have.
当一个人与自然和谐，与所有的人和谐，又与自己和谐的时候，他的生活就开始幸福。
When a man is in harmony with nature, with other people, with himself, then he lead a good life.
什么叫做与自然和谐？
What are to be in harmony with nature?
我们看见整个气候有春夏秋冬周而复始运行的时候，
When you see the four seasons repeat by itself,
你就应当在这个变化的中间懂得适应自己，在环境中间懂得顺照环境来把自己调和。
So it is in these changes you try to live in harmony with the changes of seasons.
当应当撒种的时候，你要撒种。
When it is time to sow the seeds, you sow the seeds.
应当收割的时候，你要收割。
When it is time to harvest, you harvest.
应当起来的时候，你要起来。
When it is time to rise, you rise.
应当睡觉的时候，你要睡觉。
When it is time to sleep, you sleep.
这样，你的自己与你外面的自然产生和谐的时候，这是幸福。
Then you and the nature will be in harmony, and then there will be good life.
第二，就你与别人和谐的时候，你更幸福。
The second is that you are blessed if you are in harmony with others.
你没有仇敌。
You are without enemies.
你看比你小的人如同你的弟弟妹妹。
Who are little than you, they are like your younger brothers.
比你大的人如同你的哥哥姐姐。
Who are older than you are the elder brothers and sisters.
比你老的人如同你的父母。
And who are the elderly are your parents.
下一代的人如同你的儿女。
That are next generation are your children.
将你所到的地方，你所见的人都成为你自己的亲人一样。
Then wherever you go, wherever public people you see, they are like your own family members.
你有这样的心态呢，你就在大世界中间安身立己和谐和很和谐的过一个幸福的生活。
With this kind of attitude, in the whole world, you can live a harmonious life.
这是第二样。
That's the second.
第三样，人要与自己和谐。
And the third one must be in harmony with himself.
什么叫做与自己和谐呢？
When are to be harmonious with yourself?
因为你的良心成为神的代表来鉴察你的心肠肺腑。
Because your conscience is a representative of God wanted to check your inner life.
所以当一个人所做的事违背他自己良心的声音的时候，
When a man do something it will go against the voice of the conscience.
虽然他四周没有仇敌，他自己就是他自己的仇敌。
Even though he has no enemies surrounding him, but yet he himself is his own enemy.
一个人四周观望没有仇敌，向内观望发现自己的良心控告自己的时候，这个人就没有幸福了。
If he were to look around without enemy that he has, but he look inside, he find that he's his own enemy, then he accuses himself by the conscience.
为什么有许多人自杀呢？
Why is that people commit suicide?
因为他没有办法原谅他自己。
Because he cannot forgive himself.
他没有办法说服自己。
He cannot convince himself.
他没有办法疏泄自己。
He cannot actually release himself.
所以他只有死路一条。
And that is why there's only one gateway for you.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful.
那么这些事呢，在过去的哲学、心理学里面都有人提过了。
All this in the past in psychology or in philosophy, people have mentioned it.
在主耶稣以前四百年，希腊就有过这样的说法。
400 years before Jesus Christ, there's this kind of thought in the Greek world.
就人要以自然，人要以人好好的和谐的度日。
That man with nature, with people must live in harmony.
但是只有这本圣经给我们看见所有的哲学、所有的心理学完全没有看到的一方面。
But only this Bible allows us to see the things that philosophy and psychology has never seen.
我们要这些和谐达到可能最根本的、最重要的、最原则性的，就是与神和好。
But for all these things to be in harmony, the most fundamental, the most basic thing, we must be harmonious with God.
因为人被造不是为自然。
Because man is created not for the nature.
人被造不是为人。
Man is created not for man.
人被造不是为己。
We are created not for ourselves.
人被造是为了神。
We are created for the sake of God.
所以我们是神所造。
Because we are created by God.
我们是为神而被造。
And we are created for him.
这样我们是由于他 以后我们依靠他，又回到他那里去。
It is by him, on him, and through him, and returning back to him again.
当人有神的形象而不像神的时候
，When man has the image of God yet doesn't live like God，
表示他已经误用了自由，做了违背神旨意的工作。
Which means he has misused the freedom and do something which against the will of God。
这样的人就过在一个与神为敌的紧张的状态里面。来生活
Then you live a life with against God, with intention with God.
这种人绝对没有真正的幸福
And absolutely you will not be blessed in your life.
所以这个世界上有许多的人，你从外表看他真是可炫目，他真是使许多人甚至妒忌。你盼望有一天可以像他那个样子。
So in this world, there are many people outwardly you see they are so admirable, they are so envious, but yet you see they're not.
但是当你真正做到像他那样的地步的时候。你才知道外面的一套跟里面的是完全不一样。
When you're truly like him, you will see that outside and inside it is not in integrity.
所以只有基督教的道理提到了要与神和好的这一方面。
It is in the Christian truth when mentioned that you must be in harmony with God.
这就是超过了所有的哲学、所有的文化、所有的心理学那个很高超的境界。
So that transcends a realm whereby it transcends philosophy and also psychology.
你说神是看不见的，我怎么肯定他？我怎么认识他？我更怎么知道我是他的仇敌
？You see that I cannot see God. How can I know Him? How can I know His? How can I know His will?
我们怎么知道我们可以要与他和好呢
？How can we know that we must be in harmony with God?
其实神已经在人心灵的自觉的深处。栽种了神存在神与人有关系的这个特殊的这一个本质在里面
Actually God has implanted this nature in us whereby in our intuition we know this knowledge
因为我们被造不是一个绝对存有的货物
Because we are created not to be an absolute being
我们乃是被造成为与神相对的一个货物
but created to be someone which is living with God in relatives
所以没有神在我们生命中间我们用什么去代替他都没有得到真正的满足
so we cannot use any other thing to substitute the place of God because we'll never feel satisfied
人得罪良心人违背他里面的良知做事的时候他已经是神的仇敌
if we do something against God by our conscience then we are enemy of God
我们有什么办法解除良心对我们的控告
how can we do away with the accusation coming from our conscience
我们有什么力量镇压他继续不断对我们发出的声音
with what power we have to suppress this voice that comes from conscience to accuse us
我们常常过一个自我抵挡自我的矛盾的生活
many times we live a life with self-conflicting
这些的重重原则就是透过基督，我们一生和好才可以解决。
The principle is that this must be solved through Jesus Christ that we are reconciled to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
虽然上个礼拜我跟你们谈了很多重要的道理。
Last week I've spoken to you many important things.
今天我要再从原则性温习这些总原则。
So in principle, I want to review this kind of thing with you.
使我们更抓紧上一段的信息。
So that all the more we know what's being preached in the first five verses.
一个一生和好的人。
The one who is reconciled with God.
他过去现在将来的生活与那些没有一生和好的人就绝对不相同
His life is absolutely different compared to those who are not reconciled in the past, now, and in the future
一个一生和好的 人经历了过去什么事呢
A one who are reconciled with God in the past, what do you experience?
就是地位的改变
There's a change in our position
怎样的地位怎样的改变呢
What kind of position, what kind of change?
我们过去是罪人
In the past, we were sinners
改变之后我们成为义人
And after change, we become righteous man
我们怎样改变呢
How that we are changed?
信所以神把义加在我们的身上
It is by faith that God has given the righteousness to us
这是第一章跟第三章我们都提过的事情
And this is what we mentioned in chapter 1 and chapter 3
因信加给那些相信的人
That it is because of faith is added to those who believe in him
这里提到双重的信的问题
This is mentioned of double faith
这就是因为信以至于信的道理
And that's the reason why we come from faith to faith
所以上帝把他的义赐给我们
God has given his righteousness to us
我们不但不算伪罪人
Not only that we are not counted as sinners
我们加上神的义 在我们的身上。
But all the more God's righteousness is added upon us.
不算为罪人的这个称义是消极的。
Not being counted as sinner is negative.
而神自己的义加在我们身上是积极的。
But that God's righteousness is added unto us is positive.
像我们因信称义就得了两方面的经历。
So we think that justified by faith, we have two kinds of experiences.
一个经历就是我们的地位的改变。
The first is change in our position.
本来是罪人，现在不称为罪人，所以我们被算为义人。
We are sinners yet not called sinners and be called righteous men.
不但被算义人，神还把他自己的义加在我们的身上。
Not only are we called righteous, God's own righteousness is added upon us.
所以我们有神的义的本质，有义的能力，过一个义人的生活。
So it's the substance, the power of righteousness of God now given to us so we can live a righteous life.
消极的称义跟积极的称义两件事情的结合。
The negative justification and the positive sanctification now coming together.
这两样都已经过去了。
And all these two things are in the past.
那么一个与神和好被称为义的人，现在的生活是什么呢？
And the one who reconciled with God, what kind of righteous life that we're living now?
我们现在站在如今的恩典中间。
Now we are standing upon the grace.
因为我们站在恩典的中间。
Because we are standing upon the grace.
所以魔鬼这么控告，我们的良心这么样指责，我们感谢主。神给我们足够的恩典，去领受与他相交的生活。
No matter how Satan and our conscience accuse us, we by the grace can live a life that fellowship with God.
基督徒不要忘记。
Christian, don't
forget, 我们如今是站在恩典的地步上。
That now, presently, we are standing on the grace of God.
因为我们是站在恩典的地步上。
Because we are standing on the grace of God.
所以撒旦用各样的诡计没有办法动摇我们。
So what kind of trick that Satan play on us is going to shake us?
我们要珍惜我们自己的这个地位。
And truly want to treasure the position.
我们要看重所赐给我们的恩典。
And to treasure the grace which is given to us.
我们要常常就到这个恩典是要我们负责任来向神负这个负责任的。
To understand that this grace in it, we got to do it. We are responsible.
所以恩典的另外一个方面就是尽责来向神负责任。
So the other part or the opposite of grace that we must do our part to God.
这个是圣经里面很重要的一个教训。
And this is very important teaching of the Bible.
神的恩典不是白白给我们，就叫我们可以随便浪费它。
God's grace is given to us freely, but not to squander.
神的恩典是白白的吗？
Is it free?
是。
Yes.
我们因为有好处领受恩典吗？
Because we have good things that we receive this grace now.
我们有足够领受恩典的条件吗？
Do we have the conditions sufficient for us to receive this grace?
没有。
No.
我们因为做工的工价吗？
Is it because we work we have?
不是。
No.
我们配得吗？
Are we worthy?
不配。
No.
所以神的恩典是白白赐下来。
And that's why God's grace is given to us free.
神的恩典要我们对他产生有负责任的回应。
But then to him we must respond with our responsibilities.
所以一个做真正的基督徒的人，
But one who is a true Christian,
不是玩弄恩典的人，
You are not a playing the fool with God's grace.
不是出卖恩典的人，
Not to betray God's grace.
不是轻看恩典的人，
Not to despise His grace.
恐惧战惊，好好回应神恩典的人。
But in tremble, we want to respond to His grace.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
德国一个大神学家后来被希特拉把他吊死了，就叫做 Dietrich Bonhoeffer。
The great German theologian, that he was hung by the Nazis, that he was called Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他在1945年希特拉自杀以前两个礼拜被吊死。
In 1945, just before this Hitler killed himself, he was hung to death.
就是二十世纪年纪最轻、影响最大。为上帝的恩典同信仰受最大的苦，为主死，一个很伟大的神学家。
This is a very great theologian that at a young age, for the 20th century, he has died for the Lord and influenced much.
当时他在美国做神学教授。
But at the time, he was a theologian in America.
结果他放下这一切，回到德国去。
And but he renounced all these things, he went back to Germany.
清楚知道德国就在希特拉的下面，是一个很危险的时代。
But he knew that there was a very dangerous age in Germany.
但宁愿回去受苦，不愿意在美国享乐。
But he rather suffer than to enjoy himself in U.S.
结果他真是被吊死了。
And truly, he was hanged.
他写了一本书，叫做《The Cost》。 of the discipleship.
And he wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship.
门徒的代价。
The Cost of Discipleship.
一个人跟随主是有代价的。
A man to follow God, he must pay a price.
信主是没有代价的。
And to believe him, you don't have to pay a price.
但是跟随主是有代价的。
But to follow him, you got to pay a price.
当你信的时候是蒙恩。
Because when you believe, you have the grace from God.
跟随的时候你是被十字架跟随主。
Because when you follow him, you must take up your cross and follow him.
他发明了一个很重要的名词，二十世纪有二十世纪。有许许多的人一而再的提他这个名字。
He invented a very important term, and 20th century Christians keep on mentioning this term.
他说 ，The grace of God is free, but not cheap.
神的恩典是白白的，但是不是廉价的。
神的恩典是免费的。
And God's grace is free.
神的恩典是白白给你。
It is freely given to you.
但是许多人把这个恩典当作一个廉价的恩典。
But a lot of people deem this grace as cheap grace.
所以把上帝的恩典当作开玩笑。
So they want to fool around with God's grace.
玩弄上帝的恩典。
And fool around with God's grace.
羞辱主的名。
And to insult his name.
这种人使外邦人轻看我们的信仰。
Because of these people, the Gentiles despise our faith.
这种人给那个反对上帝的人得着亵渎上帝的机会。
Because of this, the people in the Gentiles have the time to blaspheme the name of God.
我们如今站在恩典中间。
Now we are standing on the grace of God.
我们一切的困难
，there are difficulties，
都有神的美意。
And we have a good will of God.
我们一切的逆境
and all our this difficulties，
神都参与在其中。
That God is involving in it.
凡事互相效力。
Because everything works together.
叫爱主的人得着益处。
For the good of those who love Him.
这句话原文的意思，上帝在万事中间运行。使万有成全，上帝要爱他的人所得到的好处。
Which means God works in all things so that those who love Him will receive His grace.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当我们讲到罗马书第八章的时候，会很详细的解释自己的话。
When we expound on Romans chapter 8, I'll expound this more clearly.
所以我盼望我们领受恩典，我们不是轻看。不是玩弄。
So as you receive the grace, do not despise it, do not fool around with it.
如果恩典白白的来到我们的身上
，If the grace come to us freely,
不是免费的
，It is not freely.
对我是免费的
，To me is free.
对我是白白的
，To me is freely.
但是耶稣基督为我付了最高的代价，
But、
我才能白白的。
But Christ Jesus has paid the highest price so that I can enjoy it freely.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
有一天有一个人用一支很好的笔。
Was one day a man used a very good pen.
我说你知道这支笔大概两百多块美金吗
？I said, do you know this pen cost about $200?
哈，他吓了一跳。
Then he realized.
他以为所有的笔都是两三块就可以买。
He thought that all pen cost only $3.
我说你这个笔是什么牌的
？What a brand?
这个笔是什么型的
？And what a model?
你这种笔是人类历史中间第一次做笔做到飞到3万公尺上面，三万英尺上面。不会漏水的笔。
And even this pen, when it's taken up to 30,000 feet up in the air, it will not leak.
他说我也不知道。
He said, I don't know.
所以呢，我用两个月就用得乱七八糟了。
So after 2 months, I have a squander.
我说为什么你会这样呢
？I said, why is it so?
因为他是人送的嘛。
He said, people give to me.
因为人送的，他就不知道价钱。
Because given to me, I don't know the value.
其实这种你可以送给他路边买的就可以了。
I said, for this kind of people, you can leave, give them just one you buy in the 橘松街。
但他听我。
你讲什么？
等到他听我讲了以后呢
？But after he learned from what I've told him，
他到店里去问他那一支笔多少钱
？Then he go and ask and find out what's the price of that pen。
后来他见到我的时候
，And then when he saw me，
他说真的，你讲的话是真的。
Truly what he says is true。
我说我讲的话当然是真的，因为我讲假的话。他说真的，这个笔很贵的。
Truly it's very valuable。
哎呀，我已经用的太随便了。
Well, I do not use it carefully。
那你明白我的意思吗
？So you understand what I say？
因为免费的嘛。
Because free。
可以随便嘛
？You can squander。
对你是免费的，别人为你付了代价。
But others pay a price for it。
你明白了吗
？You know？
我们今天做基督徒很简单。
It's simple for us to become a Christian today。
我们做基督徒不要到朝圣的地方那么辛苦。
We do not go to a place where we got paid.
我们不需要烧香拜佛许多的金钱。
We don't have to pay joss sticks and worship.
但是你以为免费就是简单的吗
？But you think free is simple?
你以为白白的就是便宜吗
？You think free is cheap?
不是别人为你付了代价。
No, others pay a price.
耶稣为我们付了代价。
Jesus paid the price.
第三样。
And third,
我们基督徒一生和好，过去称义，现在恩典，我们盼望。 将来的荣耀。
When Christians are reconciled with God in the past, we are forgiven, and now we stand on grace. In the future, we have the hope of glory.
盼望将来荣耀什么意思呢
？What do you hope for the glory in the future?
当基督再来的时候，我们也得着被荣耀起来的那个新的经历。
Which means when Christ Jesus comes again, we have this glorified experience.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
我们现在的生活不荣耀的。
Our life today is not glorifying God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们现在的生活是犯罪结果以后所产生出来的。
Because this life is a product after we have sinned.
所以当亚当犯罪以后
，So when Adam sinned,
神的荣耀离开他了。
God's glory left him.
他看见自己赤身露体。
He said that he was naked.
他就感到很羞辱。
He feel ashamed.
这样的人类才有。衣服的文化
and that's why we have a culture of clothing.
你看见一只狗没有穿衣服走来走去，它不会不好意思。
You see a dog without clothing, you will not feel shameful.
你就不一样了。
But you are different.
所以你不要告诉我人是进化的。
Do not tell us we evolved.
如果人是进化的，为什么你要穿衣服呢
？Well, if we were to evolve, how come we put on clothing?
如果真的进化，你可以生多一点毛，把自己盖起来就可以了。
Because you evolve, you get more fur to cover yourself.
你还可以长出翅膀飞来飞去，不必发明飞机。
And you can have a wing to fly without having aeroplanes.
你没有。办法使你的身体有更大的进步。
You cannot help yourself to improve more physically.
那是神的创造把你变成人。
But it is God's creation to make you a man.
人懂羞耻。
The man feels shameful.
这成为文化的一部分。
This becomes part of culture.
人懂羞耻。
Man knows how to feel shameful.
所以人要穿衣服。
That's why you're going to put on clothes.
如果你外面有衣冠，里面没有道德的良心，你是衣冠禽兽。
If outside you have clothing, but you don't have morality inside, which means you are a beast that put on clothing.
这是很矛盾的道理。
This is paradoxical.
把全世界的书只有这本书交代这件事情。
But it holds on this book telling about this thing.
所以我们今天所讲的荣耀是什么荣耀
？So today we're talking about glory. What kind of glory?
哇，某某人带着金刚钻38克拉。
So and so have a diamond.
很荣耀，很荣耀。
A carat.
那个不是你荣耀。
No, that's not glory.
是上帝能够创造那种东西，上帝的荣耀不是你，你不过挂上去自己光来光去就是。
God can create that kind of thing. That's the glory of God. You only shine it.
你说某某人做了部长很荣耀。
So and so is a minister is so glorious.
部长有什么荣耀
？Minister what a glory he has.
不来不去几年就结束了。
And after a few years he be ended.
你做总统很荣耀。
As a president you are glorious.
这个菲律宾的总统现在在监牢里。
And the Philippines president now is in the jail.
他不可一世的日子已经不回来了。
His day of the glory is past.
这世界有什么真正的荣耀
？What kind of true glory this world has?
钱多荣耀吗？
You have make money, you are glorious.
长得漂亮，荣耀吗
？You're handsome, are you
glorious? 是的，
yes.
最漂亮的女人，再过30年就是个老太婆。
The most beautiful lady, 30 years later is the old lady.
世界没有什么荣耀的东西。
There's nothing with glorious.
感谢上帝。保罗在第五章告诉我们什么
？Paul in chapter 5 tells us.
如今站在恩典中
，standing upon the
grace 的盼望。将要来的荣耀
Joyfully we are hoping for the future glory
那个荣耀是什么荣耀
What's the glory
那荣耀是神的儿子到世界上来完成完全救赎的步骤使我们可以被提升天的荣耀
The glory is sacred God's son Jesus Christ come to the world to complete all the salvation and so that we are accepted and have received that glory
今天我照镜子看看自己的脸孔
Today when I look at the mirror
比20年前老得多了
Compared to 20 years of course I'm older
不单比20年前老比去年没有开始罗马书的时候老了
Not only older as compared to 20 years but last year when I began the book of Romans I'm older compared to that
每天坐飞机每天拿皮箱每天坐 taxi 每天不够睡觉
Every day I took the flight I took the taxi I took my luggage I don't even sleep
我这以后的几年一定更快苍老
Of course I get older this few years faster
感谢上帝
I praise the Lord
我身体面孔的苍老没有影响我灵性上的荣耀
Even though I get older physically but it never defaces my glory in the spirit
你们心里最喜欢的电影明星但到60多岁的时候，每个礼拜对你讲话，你一定不要听他。
You know the firm star you like the most when you got 60 years old, she talk to you every day, you will not like it.
当她年轻的演戏的时候，你喜欢看她。
When she is young, she play a part, play a role, you like to look at her.
世界上有两种人最怕老的。
And two kind of people hate old.
第一种人
，one
就是电影明星
，firm stars.
第二种人
，the second
就是运动员
，the athletes.
对不对？ 所以那些 boxer 的人 Mike Tyson 再过十年没有人要他
Mike Tyson 10 years later nobody wants him
一下子就过世了
just by a moment he will pass
但是牧师不是如此
the pastor is not
如果一个牧师有树林的能力老的时候还是可以震撼许多的人
a pastor with spiritual power when he get old he can still shake people
所以如果你不怕老的话最好就做牧师
if not afraid of it oh maybe the best for you
好好被神使用
be a pastor
感谢上帝那当我看镜子的时候
When I look at the mirror,、
啊、我看我自己慢慢衰老下来
I see I'm getting older and older
年轻的时候那个气派已经没有了
the kind of feature that I had when I was young is lost
体力也没有了
In the past the strength that I had when I was young is lost
中间常常一天站在讲台十二个钟头
And in the past I stood on a pulpit for 12 hours a day
现在我的力量已经不是那样
Now my strength is lost
感谢主我到现在还可以这样讲道。
Today I can still push in this
manner. 有一天耶稣基督再来的时候
But one day when Christ Jesus comes,
他要把我们一切因罪而产生的羞辱都解决掉。
All this shamefulness we have coming from sin will be taken away.
我们一切身体的疾病软弱都除掉。
And our physical weakness and illness will be taken away.
那个时候我们这个暂时的身体要变成永远的身体。
Then this temporary physical body will be turned into glorious body.
死的人要复活，活的人要改变。
The dead man will come alive, and those who are alive will be changed.
这一个朽坏的身体变成不朽坏的身体。
The corrupting body will become an incorruptible body.
那一个这个羞辱的身体变成荣耀的身体。
The shameful body become the glorious body.
这个软弱的身体变成刚强的身体
The weak body becomes a strong body
这个属地的身体变成属天的身体
And this earthly body becomes the heavenly body
所以当主耶稣基督再来的时候
So when Christ Jesus comes
也就是我们得荣的时候
This is the time we are glorified
这样的过去称义未来的荣
So in the past we are justified In the future we have a glorification
这就是从 glory 从这个 sanctification 一直到 glorification整条基督徒的生命的道路
And so is the path of whole life of Christianity from justification to glorification
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我们还提到了我们盼望的时候是根据什么呢
Then we say that our hope is based on what
根据神的爱继续不断在我们的生命中间
Based on the fact that God's love continue to fill in our life
我们在怎样的状况中间才过喜乐的生活呢
In what kind of situation we live a very joyful life
中彩票我就喜乐了
Because I strive the lottery That's why I'm joyful
我发大财我就喜乐了
I make good money That's why I'm joyful
你搞错了
You're wrong
有许多最有钱的人心中的痛苦是没有人要了解
The people who are the most wealthy That's why they feel so sorrowful in their heart They don't understand
所有来靠近他的人都是盼望从他身上挖钱没有人要了解他
Those who come close to him want to get money from him doesn't want to understand him
谁知道连嫁给他的人都为钱嫁不一定是为了爱他
Even the one who get married to him marry because of the money not because of love
所以你不要说当我生活富裕发财顺利有钱的时候我就可以快乐
Don't feel that when I'm wealthy I'm rich I'll be happy
这是不可能的事
It's not possible
在这里告诉我们在患难中还是充满喜乐
You said in suffering we are still joyful
为什么呢
Why
因为我们知道
Because we know、
这个很要紧
This is important
我再 告诉你、
One more time I tell you
灵恩派的人很不注重知识
The charismatic do not place important thing on knowledge
他们只注重感觉
They only place on feeling
感到很好
I feel good
感觉主同在
I feel good.
感觉很舒服。
I feel good.
基督徒不应当如此。
Christian are not like
that. 基督徒应当深知我所信的事。
But rather deeply we know that who that we believe in.
照着圣灵引导我们想起主讲过的话。
According to God, the Holy Spirit, we want to realize what the God has spoken to us by Holy Spirit.
昼夜思想上帝的话。
Day and night, we want to ponder on His word.
深深知道上帝奥秘。是怎样的安排
Truly know that what kind of profanity and mystery God's profanity is
你们不要醉酒要明白上帝的旨意如何
Do not be drunk but rather know the will of God
一个人吃 ecstasy
When one day take an ecstasy
一个人吃 marijuana
Marijuana
一个人吃这个大麻
Or marijuana
这些人他们就可以感觉飘飘然
They feel that they're floating in the air
但是神不要你感受
But God doesn't want your feeling
神不要你像那些喝酒醉人感到很好
Like people who are drunk they feel that they're good
不要醉酒
Do not be drunk
你要知道上帝的旨
But know the will of God
你不要糊涂
Do not be casual
你要明白上帝的旨
But truly really understand the
gospel. 基督徒的知识很要紧。
Because our knowledge is important as a Christian.
我们不是唯理主义的。
We are not rationalist.
但是我们要尽量用知识去探求真理，有把握的知道我们为什么这样信。
But using our rational, we want to seek for the truth, and we have a certain word that we believe in.
这样你来这里听到的时候
，So when you come here to listen,
你知道我不是麻醉你们。
You know I'm not trying to numb
you. 我不是欺骗你们。
Not to deceive you.
我不是煽动你们。
Not to instigate you.
我是把你的思想带回真理的面前来。
But to bring your mind back to the Bible.
这是一段很重要的时间。
This very important time.
因为你一生中间。什么时候你的思想在真理的光照之下回到正轨，那就是你的方向得以改正的时候。
Because in your life, whichever time when your intellectuality is being enlightened by God and brought back to His Bible, that's an important moment.
很可惜，有许多的讲台没有利用这些时间，用神的道来光照人的思想。
But it's pitiful that many of these prophets do not use God's word to illuminate our mind.
那为什么我们的患难中间，我们也是欢欢喜喜
？Why that in suffering we rejoice?
因为感觉。
Because we feel.
因为做梦。
Because we dream.
因为放下。
Because we imagine.
不是。
No.
因为知道。
Because we know.
重要不重要？
Is that important?
患难中间还是欢喜的。
Is suffering important or joy important?
因为知道。
To know.
知道什么呢
？To know what?
知道患难。生忍耐
，knowing that suffering
produces
perseverance，
生老练生盼望
，and character produces hope，
盼望生失望，是吗？
啊，
我们来念一下吧，一二三，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻啊，这都知道了。
Then we'll not be in disappointment, though.
所以呢，未来已经先知。
Before it comes, we know.
在患难中的时候呢
，in suffering，
是的，不要紧
，never mind，
反正会生忍耐
，because it produces this perseverance，
忍耐会生老练
，produces character，
老练会生盼望
，produces hope。
所以呢，有了这个困难的时候呢
，after we have sufferings，
你的感谢主给我机会了
，we want to thank God because God gave us the opportunity，
借此可以产生忍耐
，through it produces perseverance，
借着忍耐可以产生老练
，and characters。
这个老练可以产生盼望
，and also hope。
所以呢，每一次患难来到，是对基督的来说是一个蒙恩的机会。
So every time when suffering comes, it is an opportunity for us to receive grace。
这什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
就是患难是包着看起来很痛苦经历的一个恩典。
Because suffering looks like a grace that is being wrapped up in the clothing。
不要外面包糖衣有什么意思？
Poison, even though it's sugar, but what does it mean?
但是呢，真正的良药，外面包很痛苦的一层，你也不要怕它。
But a true medicine, even the outside there is the coat of bitterness, don't fear. Praise the Lord.
我给患难称为反面的祝福。
So I call suffering as a reverse blessing.
大家说，患难是
反面的祝福。
祝福，请你注意，没有经过患难的民族。没有产生过伟大的思想。
A race that has not gone through suffering has not produced a great thinker.
没有经历患难的人，没有资格做别人的导师。
A one who has not gone through suffering cannot be a teacher of others.
从来没有经过患难磨练的人生是很肤浅的人生。
A life that has been tested by suffering is a very shallow life.
所以患难是很有价值。
So suffering has a value.
患难使我们的生命产生根基。
Suffering causes us our life to be rooted.
患难使我们的操练结果，我们的生命就强壮起来。
That our life can be trained and life can be strengthened.
患难使我们看见我们自己的限制，以至于我们经常不断仰望依靠上帝。
Suffering allows us to see our limitations so that we look up to God forever.
患难使我们发现我们靠自己很危险，所以我们不再以自己为中心。
So suffering causes us to discover that it's dangerous for us to depend on ourselves, and that's why we rely on our God.
患难使我们明白我们的主都经过这些事，我们要向他学习。
Suffering allows us to know that our Lord has gone through all this suffering and He is an example.
患难使我们经过了以后，我们的生命可以得到更大的安慰。
And suffering allows us to pass it through, and that's why our life can be more comforted.
患难使我们更明白 以后要经过同样患难的人，我们怎么样帮助他们
？And suffering allow us in the future that those people who suffer the same way that we suffer, how are we going to comfort them?
患难以后，我们再看到同等的患难来的时候，我们有了经验，我一笑置之。
And after our suffering, when we see suffering of the same degree comes, then we just laugh at it.
如果我这一条一条讲下去
，If I were to list one by one of this,
单单讲患难中隐藏的福分的话
，Even to talk about a blessing that's hidden in suffering,
我的时间就不够的。
My time is insufficient.
圣经告诉我们，患难生忍耐。
Because the Bible tells us suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐是。
Perseverance produces character.
老练生盼望。
Character produces hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And because of that, we're not disappointed. Why?
因为圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Because the Holy Spirit pour upon us, fill us with the love of God.
那罗马书第五章第五节，圣灵用上帝的爱浇灌在你的心里，是全本圣经只有一次。
And there's only one time, this chapter 5 of verse 5 in Romans told us this one thing that the Holy Spirit filled with the love of God.
虽然有另外一次很相似的话语,
even though there was one time which was similar,
但是这一件事情特别宝贵,
but this was more precious.
圣灵把上帝爱浇灌在我们心的时候, 是当我们in 患难而有盼望的时候。
Because when God, the Holy Spirit poured the love of God upon earth, it is in suffering that it produces hope.
当一个人在大患难中间的时候。
When a man is in great suffering,
神的爱浇灌下来。
God's love poured upon him.
神的爱浇灌下来的时候。
When God's love is in poured upon that,
你就不枯干了。
You will not be dry.
你就不痛苦了。
You will not feel suffering.
你就得着滋润了。
You have been lubricated.
上帝的爱浇灌在我们。
God's love poured upon us.
厚厚的浇灌在我们
身上，
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵所充满的人
，And he who is filled by the Holy Spirit,
你在怎样的状况中间看得清楚
？You know what kind of state can we see clearly?
就在患难中间结出喜乐果子的人特别清楚。
Upon those in suffering yet produces joy, you can see so clearly.
大苦难的中间
，in great suffering,
他忽然间产生伟大的爱心来对待他的仇敌，你就知道圣灵充满。
Suddenly produces great love to love his enemy. You know that he is filled by the Holy Spirit.
当这种爱充满一个人的时候
，when this kind of love fills a person,
人会做出违背本性、超越本能。与常人知情绝对不同的超然的行动。
Man do something which against his nature, which transcend even his own limitation.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
有一个内地会的宣教士。
There was an OMF missionary.
这个人呢，在我们的神宣教务处。
And he has taught in our seminary before.
他有一次讲一篇道，我大受感动。
There was one he preached sermon, I was so touched.
这个人呢，他曾经在一个叫 Turan 的医院里面服侍上帝。
He has served God in a Turan hospital.
后来在那里呢，就建立一个教会。
Later on, he built a church there.
建立教会呢，有一些人就开始呢信主了。
And people who come to be believers.
但有一些回教徒绝对不要信主。
But some Muslim doesn't want to believe.
后来他努力给他传福音。
So he preached very hard to them.
他们个人布道。
And evangelize them personally.
以后呢，想不到一个最强的、最反对基督教的回教的领袖。后来他相信耶稣。
He never realized one of the Muslims who opposed the Muslim became Christian.
哇，这一关一打破以后呢
？One has broken this link.
那乡下的人就很多都可以信主。
So many of villages became Christians.
因为他们从前不敢信主。
Because in the past they dare not believe.
得罪他们的宗教。
It go against their own
religion. 怕他们的领袖。
Or their leaders.
现在他们看到他们的回教的领袖最强的都已经信主了。
So they say the stronger leader of theirs now become a Christian.
所以许多人说我们也来信。
So people say we are coming believe.
他们就到礼拜堂去
so they came to the church.
所以过几年以后这个教会就有两百多人住
so a few years later this have 200 members in this church.
这个极端的回教领袖每一个礼拜都来听到
so the extreme Muslim every week he comes.
有一次
one time
做完礼拜以后
after the service
这个领袖呢就从礼拜堂出去
this leader left the church.
他的孩子先跑出去
his son ran off first.
两岁的孩子
2 years old,
很可爱的孩子
very lovable,
很健康的孩子
very healthy,
跑得很快的孩子
ran very fast,
先跑出去
ran fast first,
爸爸出来的时候
when the father came out,
他的孩子已经在路中间了
He lie on the middle road.
他要跑过街去的时候
，He want to run across the street.
一辆很快的车，一人砰把他撞了，头破了。
There was a car that knocked against him and he died on the spot.
死了以后呢
？After he died.
刚刚做完礼拜
，It was just after service.
刚刚唱阿门颂
，Just after the amen song.
刚刚离开礼拜堂
，Just after they left the church.
看见他自己亲爱的孩子死在那里
，He saw with his own eyes his loved son died there.
那个车夫就停下来了
，And the chauffeur stopped there.
他就满脸都是烟。累，把他的两岁的孩子的尸体抱起来。
And view with you, he took up the corpse.
他一句话都不讲。
He didn't utter words.
当礼拜堂里面的人都出来的时候
，When every came out from the church,
他们说这个人一定杀死这个车夫。
He said this man will kill this.
因为他的脾气很坏。
Because very bad temper.
他在当地的社会很出名。
It is very notorious in the place.
他又有地位。
He had a position.
他又有钱。
He has money.
他是很不容易搞的人。
It's difficult to go against him.
从前什么人都不敢对待他的。
Everyone dare not to deal with him.
他们都认识他。
They all know him.
但是当他抱着孩子靠近车夫的时候
，So when he took up the son and come close to the chauffeur,
车夫从车上下来
，And he stepped up from the car.
他知道前面的命运不知如何。
He don't know what's the fate before him.
没有办法挽回时间。
He cannot took back the time.
低下头来
，And he bowed down.
他讲可能被人打死。
He could be killed.
可能被人抓去警察那里。
Could be put in prison.
他不知道怎么应付。
He doesn't know what to do.
你知道这个人怎么讲的
？You know what this man said?
他抓住那个人的肩膀。
Talk of this man.
他说：“我告诉你。
”I tell you, say.
如果我今天不是信耶稣
，If I'm not a Christian today,
我一定打死你。
I'll kill you.
但是因为基督为我死
，But because Christ died for me.
我知道我的孩子被你撞死。
I know that my son has been knocked to death by you.
我不知道怎么对待你。
I don't know what to do with you.
我要学习赦免。
I want to learn to forgive you.
我不告你。
I won't prosecute you.
我自己担当痛苦。
I want to take this sorrow myself.
眼泪一直流，一直流。
And he continued to shed tears.
那个车夫听了吓了一跳，哪里把人家孩子撞死，人家赦免他。
The chauffeur was so frightened. He said, "How could it be?"
他也一直哭，一直哭。
And he also shed tears.
就这样，他把他抱起来。
And they embraced each other.
这个时候呢，那个内地会的宣教师戴这个戴德里。就从这个礼拜堂出来了。
And this OMF missionary 戴德里 he came up from the church.
当他看到这件事情的时候
，When he saw this thing,
他深深受感动。
He was touched.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
我看见的不是他一个人。
I did not see him.
我看见上帝的灵把爱浇灌在他心里。
I saw God's spirit pour down the love upon him.
那这个人是真正被圣灵。
He is the one truly filled by the Holy Spirit.
今天许多人看教会不复兴。
Today, see the church not revived.
我们盼望教会复兴。
We pray that the church will revive.
我们盼望心切，真理不足。
Because we are so earnest in our hope, that's why we are not sufficient with our knowledge.
我们把所有奇异怪力路。怪理陆离的行动都当作是真理。
So we see all the strange things as coming from the Holy Spirit.
有的人倒在地上一直笑。
Some fall down and roll down and cry.
有的人不知不觉。
Some fall unconscious.
有的人不知道念些什么重复不知道的话语。
Some repeatedly say something that don't understand.
有的呱呱叫。
Some will shout.
你以为这就是圣灵的工作？
You thought it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我告诉你，这些都是圣经里面。没有记载过的事。
I tell you, the Bible never record all these things.
圣经有没有记载过被圣灵充满这样的？不，有没有啊
？Had the Bible recorded that when you feel the Holy Spirit, you tremble in that way?
连一次都没有。
Not even once.
圣经有没有记载过被圣灵充满就不省人事
？That when you feel the Holy Spirit, you feel unconscious?
一次都没有。
Not even once.
圣经有没有记载过人被圣灵充满就哈哈大笑几十分钟
？Feel the Holy Spirit, you laugh for minutes.
一次都没有。
Not once.
今天的 Toronto blessing.
Today, the Toronto blessing.
已经走到穷途末路的地步。
They already come to the end of the show.
前几个月
，and a few months before,
有人说他们最后发展到什么地步
？You know what do they develop?
发展到一个人被圣灵充满就啊，就变成鸡叫。
Who the few months a crow?
就像鸡一样叫。
A crow like a cock.
还有一些人所谓被圣灵充满就像狗叫一样。
Feel that the Father Spirit and bark like a dog.
那么等他醒过来的时候
，when he now come awake,
人家问他说：“你刚才像鸡叫，你知道吗？”
就是那 just how you grow.
他说我不知道。
He said I don't know.
我大概是被圣灵充满。
Maybe I was filled by the Spirit.
圣灵充满把人变成鸡有什么意思
？How can it be turned to be like a chicken? What's the meaning to be filled by the Spirit?
圣灵充满把人变成狗有什么意思
？That you're filled by the Holy Spirit, you turn to be a dog. What's the meaning?
他想来想去有什么意思呢？
He was seeking for the meaning.
我是人被圣灵充满变成鸡。
I'm a man, but filled by the Holy Spirit, become a hen.
我是基督徒被圣灵充满变成狗。
A Christian, but filled by the Holy Spirit, become a dog.
后来他们回答了。
They don't answer.
他说做鸡有什么不好的？
What's wrong to be a chick?
鸡可以早上叫人起来祷告吗？
Because as a chick, you can wake up people in the morning so they can read the Bible.
叫我变成鸡，就是要你们早早起来嘛。
So the Holy Spirit fill me so I become a chick so they wake you up in the morning.
奇怪的是，鸡真正的鸡几点要叫他知道，这个是乱叫一场。
You know the true chicken, what time to wake up? It knows, but not this man.
另外一个人说你，我做狗也不错嘛。
He said it's for me to go to the dog.
狗会看门嘛。
Because it can take care of the house.
教会我就做看门的狗嘛。
So I can protect the house.
啊，三寸不烂之舌，舌头转来转去都是讲他自己的话。
So they are eloquent in all things.
今天有一些牧师，不要像牧师，要像明星。
So the pastor doing the pastor on the film stars.
还有封使徒。
And they want to be ordained as an apostle.
不是使徒。
Not apostle.
是糊涂。
But rather they are being a fool.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful.
但当圣灵充满一个人的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit fills a person.
一个人就超越普通常人的力量。
You transcend the power of the normal man.
坚韧。忍受患难的耐力。
You are persevered in all sufferings.
有苦难中间。不向错误妥协的坚持。
When suffering comes, he is so determined not to yield to the wrongs.
有对仇敌无限普通不可能的爱心。
To the all enemies, he has a love which is not common.
所以盼望不至于羞愧。
So in hope, you will not feel disappointed.
圣灵把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们。
Because the Holy Spirit pour upon us the great love of God.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当保罗讲了这一段话以后，
After Paul has preached on this passage,
接下去第六节、第八节、第十节，
In that verse 6, 8 and 10,
就三次提到有关时态跟地位的关系。
Three times he mentioned about tenses and positions.
照我所知道的是，全本圣经里面有这种写法的唯一的一处的一段。
This is only the way that the Bible has
written. The only passage.
The only passage that written in this manner.
在这要我要给他什么题目呢
？What kind of topic I'll give him?
就是人的状况
，man's state,
the condition of man。Before God,
人在神面前的状况，
人在神面前的状况
，the state of man before God。
记得我们。